弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Peace to all of my brothers and sisters.
有没有发过白日梦？
Have you ever had the experience of a daydream?
梦到你找到了一个阿拉丁神灯。
That you dreamed of finding a magical light, the Aladdin light.
有三个愿望。
And there are three wishes.
然后你就想着，如果我要是有那三个愿望，我要求什么？
Then you might think, if I am granted three wishes, what would I ask for?
有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
你们都挺现实的啊。
You are all so realistic.
我想过好多遍啊。
I thought about them myself many times.
想到说那个阿拉丁神灯里面的这个这叫什么？神仙啊。精灵啊，出来的时候啊，就问我说：“要我为你做什么？”
I thought about it. If I am given this Aladdin's light, if the genie came out asking me, "What do you want me to do for you?"
我们基督徒呢，有一件事情常做的就是祷告。
One thing we Christians often do is to pray.
啊，祷告是什么呢？祷告就是与神说话了啊。
What is prayer? A prayer to pray is to talk to God.
祷告就是跟神祈求。
Pray is to ask God.
我们平时祷告的时候祷告什么呢？
What do we often pray for?
我们求什么呢？
What do we ask God for?
我们总是希望经文里头有告诉我们一个方式，能够要祷告什么就得什么的。
We always hope that, we wish that in the scripture would tell us a very specific way.No matter what we ask for, we'll be granted the wish.
在团契里面，你再过两个星期，你要看到下一段经文的时候，你就看到那里就说，你们祈求的啊，无论你们求什么，就得到啊。
In 2 weeks, in the Bible study, in the fellowship, you run to the scripture says, no matter what you ask for, we'll be granted.
啊，我们对这种经文很有兴趣。
We are very interested in such scriptures.
我们希望神能够给我们所求的。
We wish that God will grant every wish we ask for.
今天我们要看三个人物。
Today we are going to look at three people.
这三个人物呢，就是第一个啊，是一个产业很多的人。
The first person is a young man with a very big riches.
他的故事刚刚我们读了啊。
We read about his story.
我现在要请这个郑权用英文的读一遍啊，从17节读到这个22节。
So I read in English from verse 17 to 22. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know his commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery.Do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, all this I have kept from my youth. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
有一个人来到耶稣面前。
So one person came before Jesus.
我们刚开始不知道他是一个怎么样的人。
In the beginning, we didn't know what type of person he was.
他跟耶稣对话了之后，我们发现，诶，他是挺不错的一个人。
After the dialogue he had with Jesus, we found out that this person was very decent.
一直到了最后一段，那里22节说，他有许多的财产。
Until we come to verse 22, we found out that He had great possessions.
所以他是一个富有的人。
So he was a very rich man.
我们要看的第二个人物是门徒们。
The second type of people, person we look at is disciples.
我们要看这个第十章的32到45节。
We look at verse 32 to 45.
我们把英文读一遍。
So I read it.And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I'm baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I'm baptized. Okay, let me.
最后一句。
Yeah, it's cut out. Hold on. Let me pull out. So you don't know what you're asking. Jesus said, Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, You know that those are regarded as the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and then high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first. Okay.
好，第三个人物呢，有一个瞎子啊，讨饭的瞎子叫巴蒂买。
The third person we are going to look at is a blind person named Bartimaeus.
我们来看这个46到52节。
Let's look at verse 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, Call him. So they called to the blind man, Cheer up on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
好，我们今天看的这三个人，一个是这个财主啊。
So we're looking at the three people today. The first one is a very rich person.
一个是门徒们。
The second type is disciple.
一个是这个巴蒂买，讨饭
的。The third one is the beggar Bartimaeus.
这三个人都有一个共同点啊。
There's one thing that's common among the three types of people.
他们都称耶稣为老师或夫子。
They call Jesus teacher or rabbi.
那一个人他那个富有的人他来到耶稣面前的时候，他就跟耶稣说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才能承受永生。
The rich person came before Jesus asking, Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
在35节的时候这个雅各跟约翰也来到耶稣面前说，夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
Verse 35, and James and John became before Jesus as a teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
这瞎子呢，来到耶稣面前说，中文说拉波尼啊，就是夫子、老师的意思。
The blind Bartimaeus came before Jesus in the Chinese says, Rabboni, it means a rabboni. Rabboni is the teacher.
那在希腊文呢，原文里头呢，前面的两个夫子呢是用不同的字。
In Greek, the first two teachers, they were using two different terms.
他是用这个希腊文来描写这个老师。
They were in Greek and two different terms describing teacher.
最后那一个瞎子呢，是用亚兰文把他的音翻出来，叫拉波尼。
The third person used the Arabic, and it's a translation by the pronunciation is called Rabbi.
都是叫老师。
They all mean teacher.
但是这个瞎子这个的称呼呢，经文特别要把它强调。
But the blind person's request, and there was a special mention in the scripture about his request.
所以他就把他的称呼的这个音给翻出来了。
So it's translated for the pronunciation.
这三个人，门徒当然不止一个。这三个人都跟一个问题有关。
The three types of people have one question in common.
这有钱的人呢，他来到耶稣面前说，夫子，我当做什么？
So the rich person comes before Jesus saying, Teacher, what should I do?
门徒来到耶稣面前，耶稣问他们说，你要我为你做什么？
Disciples came before Jesus, and Jesus asked them, what do you want me to do for you?
同样的那个瞎子，耶稣同样问同样的问题。
And Jesus asked the same question to the blind Bartimaeus.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
这三个人有这几个类似的地方。
All three types of people have this similarity.
但是他们也有不同的地方。
But there are also differences.
他们所要的不一样。
They ask different things.
我们先来看这个有钱的人。
Let's first take a look at the rich person.
打开圣经第十章。马可福音第十章
Mark chapter 10,
第十七节
verse 17。
耶稣行路的时候，这一个人跑到他面前，就问说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才能承受永生呢？”
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
然后耶稣就问他了，说：“你为什么称我为良善的？”接着就告诉他：“诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，要孝敬父母。”
When Jesus said, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered, "No one is good." And he also said, "You know all the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. And shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother."
这个人来到耶稣面前他问耶稣说，我当做什么？
So this person, this rich young person came before Jesus asking, what should I do?
他似乎什么都做了。
He's done everything that seems that he was commanded.
然后耶稣就看着他。
Then Jesus looked at him and loved him.
经文在这里说，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说。
So the scripture said Jesus looked at him and loved him and talked to him.
有些人呢解释是这样子的，耶稣看到这么有道德的人，遵守了那么多诫命，就觉得这个人真好，耶稣爱他。
Some explanations say like when Jesus looked at such a person who obeyed all the commandments, such an ethical person, and he loved him.
但是更好的一个方式来认识这一句话，乃是说接下来耶稣讲的这句话，说你还缺少一件，就是卖你所有的分给穷人。
But a better explanation is the verse that followed this. He said, Jesus said, one thing you lack, go and sell everything to give and give to the poor.
就必有财宝在天上。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
你还要来跟从我。
Then come, follow me.
耶稣告诉他要变卖一切。
Jesus told him to sell everything he has.
然后来跟从他。
And then to follow Jesus.
这句话是因为耶稣爱他。
This sentence is because Jesus loved him.
耶稣爱他，所以告诉他要 变卖一切。
Jesus loved him. That's why he told him to sell everything to give to the poor and follow him.
这故事我们清楚了，这个人听到这话，脸上就变了色。
We learned next that at this time the man's face fell.
忧忧愁愁的走了。
And he went away very sad.
因为他的产业很多。
Because he had great wealth.
这个小故事里头提醒我们什么？
This short story, what does it remind us?
一个人可以很有道德。
Well, a person might be very ethical.
一个人可以做很多对的事情。
And a person might have done many, many right things.
但是他从来就不把他的心给神。
But he never gave his heart to the Lord.
他没办法把他的心给神。
He could not give his heart to the Lord.
一个人可以守所有的规条，人认为好的这些诫命。
A person can obey all the commandments, all the rules that are deemed worthy and good by men.
但他不真的爱神爱人。
But he did not truly love God and love people.
这一个人最终的失败不是因为他做的不够。
The ultimate failure this person had was not because he did not do enough.
这一个人最终的失败是因为他内心里头有一样东西放不下。
The ultimate failure he has is one thing in his heart he could not put down.
我们看的这个22节，他听见这话，脸上就变了色。
Verse 22 told us, at this the man's face fell.
是怎么样的一个情况，脸上会变了色？
So what's the situation that caused the man, his face fell?
你看，耶稣前面这个讲了这个那么多的事情说这个不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，要孝敬父母。
So Jesus mentioned so many commandments earlier, said, do not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, shall not give false testimony, etc.
他马上就说，这一切我都守了。
Then he immediately answered, a teacher, I have obeyed all of them.
脸不变色的。
And without changing his face.
不是说谎。
It's not like he was lying.
是很直截了当的，我都守了。
He was very straightforward that he obeyed all the commandments.
这些都不是他的问题。
These were not his problems.
但是耶稣却看中他内心里头一个真实的问题。
But Jesus saw through and saw the most critical issue in his heart.
他的心并不能给神。
His heart, he was not willing to give to God.
当耶稣把这一个事情一点出来，他脸上变了色。
When Jesus called out this critical fact, the man's face fell.
脸上变了色，乃是说到耶稣讲的话触动了他内心里面的价值观。
The man's face fell is because what Jesus said triggered the most critical point of his value system in his heart.
所以我们很多时候在表面可以做很好的事。
In many situations, we can do a lot of good things on the surface.
只是你不晓得我的内心里头有一块东西是不能给神的，没有自
豪。No, like in my heart, there's one spot that I'm not willing to give to the Lord.
我有一块地方，那个在那一块地方里头，神不能做我的神。
There's one spot in my heart that Lord is not the Lord over me.
我可以每个主日。每个团契来聚会查经。
I can come to every Sunday service. I can come to all the fellowship Bible studies.
我可以花很多的时间来预备查经。
I can spend a lot of time to prepare for the Bible study.
我可以来参加祷告会。
I will also come for the prayer meeting.
如果教会有短宣的话，我可以去短宣。
If a church organizes a short missionary trip, I will join.
如果有人有需要，我可以帮忙。
If someone has a need, I will offer a hand.
如果甚至有钱财的需要，我都可以付出。
When there's a financial need, I'm willing to give.
但是我的内心里面会有一样东西，我是给不出去的。
But in my heart, there's one thing I'm not willing to give.
那一个东西只有神知道。
And that one thing only God knows.
我们给不出去的时候，是因为我们的心还不能给神。
When we are not willing to give all, because we're not willing to give our hearts to the Lord.
那是我们心中最宝贵的。
And that's the most precious thing in our heart.
那是我们的一个价值观。
And that is the value system.
当耶稣来挑战这个少年啊，这个少年人啊，这少年观，在其他的经文里面，我们看到他是一个少年人，挑战他内心里面的价值观的时候。
When Jesus was challenging the value system inside this young, rich person's heart.
把你认为最有价值的给我，把我当成你最有价值的。
Jesus asked, give me the most valuable things in your heart and let me be your Lord.
把一切当着粪土，把基督当着至宝。
And treat everything as trash and only value God as the most precious.
这个少年人脸上就变了色。
And hearing such, this young rich man fell, his face fell.
他不愿意改变。
He was not willing to change.
他不愿意舍弃。
He was not willing to give away.
所以当他问耶稣说我要能够做什么的时候，他发现他是没有办法做到。
When he asked Jesus, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And he found out he could not do it. The second type of people
是门徒
is the disciple.
门徒是怎么样的一个情况呢？
What's the situation for the disciples?
门徒在耶稣在那里说他要上这个耶路撒冷要去受死，钉十字架，要三天要复活的时候，门徒就来到耶稣面前说，夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
So when Jesus was telling them that Jesus would go on the cross and die and rise again 3 days, the disciples came and asked him, whatever we ask, please grant us.
然后耶稣就问门徒说，要我给你做什么？
Then Jesus asked the disciples, what do you want me to do for you?
这个问题问得很好。
It's a very good question.
我们每一次祷告里面所常祷告的，如果不是被迫要祷告的，就自己常祷告的，就反映出我们内心里面真正宝贵的是什么。
So when we pray, it's not when we have to pray certain things, but the most often prayed item reflects the value system in our heart.
当耶稣问着门徒说，你要我给你做什么的时候，他们就讲了，让我们两个人，一个坐你的右边，一个坐你的左边。
When Jesus asked disciples what do you want me to do for you, and disciples answered, let us one sit on your left and one sit on your right in your glory.
耶稣明明在前面就说他要 上去是送死的。
And earlier, Jesus explained that he was going on the cross to die.
可是门徒却认为说耶稣去要去做王的，所以他要坐在王的左边跟右边。
But the disciples thought Jesus was going to become the glorious king, and then they want to sit on each side.
耶稣告诉门徒说，你们不要体贴自己的意思，要体贴神的意思。
So Jesus told the disciples, do not pay attention and can take care of what you want, but to think what God wants.
但是门徒总是不能体贴神的意思。
But the disciples will not understand the Lord's true thought.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们有他们自己的价值观。
Because they have their own value system.
一个人的价值观会扭曲他对神话语的认识。
The value system in a person's heart can twist the understanding he has for God's words.
一个人的价值观可以扭曲他对神话语的理解。
And his own value system in the heart can twist the understanding of God's words.
一个人的价值观，当你认识了一段经文之后，他总是会有其他的理由来去解释。
So, the value system in one's heart, and after we read the scripture, we know they have other reasons to explain.
一个人的价值观是呈现他对神祷告的内容。
A person's value system reveals the contents of his prayer.
门徒虽然跟随着耶稣，但是却越跟越害怕。
both the disciples have been following Jesus, but the more they followed, the more afraid they become.
他们不是软弱而已。
They are not weak.
他们不是只是这个道路太难走不下去而已。
It's not like they think the road is so tough they cannot continue.
乃是他们心中认为有价值的跟耶稣要走的道路完全是相反。
It's because the value system in their heart is opposite to what Jesus was doing.
我们来看，我们来看第三十第十章的四十二节。
Let's look at verse 42 of chapter 10.
耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：“你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权啊管束他们。”只是你在你们中间不是这样。
Jesus called them together and said, You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you instead.
门徒的价值是从这个世界来的。
The value system that the disciples have come from this world.
他认为他们需要的拯救的观念是从这个世界来的。
The idea they have about salvation also comes from this world.
他们不明白耶稣为什么走这个十字架的道路，他们虽然听得明白却不明白。
They don't understand why Jesus had to go on the path to the cross.
就像耶稣讲
They heard it clearly, but they don't understand, they don't comprehend.
就像耶稣常讲的这个听是听见却不明白。
Just like Jesus always told them, even though you hear, but you don't comprehend.
看是看见却不明白。
You see and you don't understand.
因为他们的思维方式总是还是世界人的思维方式。
Because their thinking pattern is still according to the world thinking pattern.
他们跟随神是用世界思维的方式来跟随神的。
They follow God according to what the world thinks how to follow God.
他们跟耶稣求的是按着世界思维的方式跟耶稣求的。
What they have been praying for is according to what the world have been telling them to pray for.
而耶稣告诉他们在你们中间却不是这样。
But Jesus told them among you not so.
45节。
Verse 45.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
门徒需要知道一件事情。
The disciples need to understand one thing.
耶稣来是要为人舍命。
Jesus coming to give his life.
他们的思维方式，他们的价值观需要被主耶稣的十字架所改变。
Their value system, their thinking pattern need to be changed by the cross.
我们来到第三个人物。
Let's come to the third person, third character.
第三个人物是这个瞎子。
The third one is the blind man.
讨饭的瞎子叫巴迪买。
The beggar blind Bartimaeus.
他听到耶稣的时候就大声喊叫说大卫的子孙耶稣可怜我。
When he heardJesus coming, and he began to shout, Jesus, Son of Man, have mercy on me.
许多人都责备他不准他出声他还是照样的喊。
Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more.
然后耶稣站住说叫他过来。
And then Jesus stopped and said, call him.
众人怎么回答?
What did the masses answer?
众人跑到瞎子那里说放心起来他叫你了。
So the people come to the blind person says, take heart on your feet, and he's calling you.
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里说耶稣就问他说你要我为你做什么
Throwing his cloak aside, the blind person jumped to his feet and came to Jesus, and Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you?
瞎子说拉波尼我要能看见
And the blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see.
瞎子在这里就成为了门徒的榜样。
Here, the blind person became the example, the model for the disciples.
瞎子在这里也成为了那有钱人的榜样。
The blind person, blind Bartimaeus, also became the model example for the rich guy.
耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”
And Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you."
瞎子看见了，就立刻跟随耶稣。
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
三个人来到耶稣面前都有所求。
The three characters came before Jesus with their ask.
但是只有一个人得到他所求的。
And only one character got what he asked.
就是瞎子。
And that third person, the blind Bartimaeus.
瞎子所求的乃是要能够看见。
The blind Bartimaeus asked to receive sight and he got what he asked for.
你不要小看这些这个医治的这个这些故事哈。
Let's not despise and look down upon all these healing record stories.
你还记得第二章的时候有四个人抬着一个人瘫子来到耶稣面前。
Do you remember in chapter 2, there were four people who made the paralyzed man in front of Jesus?
要耶稣来医治这个瘸腿或者残废的人。
They asked Jesus to heal the paralyzed man.
这个瘫痪的人耶稣看到的时候第一句话说你的罪被赦免了。
When Jesus saw the paralyzed man, the first sentence he said, your sin is forgiven.
然后耶稣说为了要证实我有权柄赦免我就把你医好。
And he then said, to prove that I have the authority to heal you, I will restore you.
所以医好那残废的是要表明耶稣能赦免罪恶。
To heal the paralyzed man is to reveal the authority Jesus has.
后来耶稣又喂饱了五千人，有四千人。
Jesus fed 5,000 people and then 4,000 people.
也都有含义的。
There were means with those miracles.
他问门徒的时候，他说喂饱五千人的时候剩下多少饼呢？
He asked the disciples, when I fed those 5,000 people, how much food was left?
喂饱四千人的时候又剩下多少呢？
And he also asked, after feeding those 4,000 people, how much food was left?
门徒就回答了。
And his disciples answered.
门徒的回答是十二篮，剩下多少食物都回答得正确。
Disciples gave the correct answer, however many baskets of food were left.
那耶稣告诉他们说什么？
What did Jesus tell them?
你们还不明白吗？
He asked them, okay, don't you understand?
他的意思是说，这些神迹不是只是这些神迹，里头还有一个含义在里头，你们不明白吗？
He was asking, all these miracles were not just purely miracles, there is meaning behind all the miracles, and do you understand?
来到这里的时候，耶稣医治这个瞎子，跟前面医治瞎子用两个步骤来医治瞎子，都有他背后的含义。
So when Jesus healed the blind people and the two healing, they have different ways, but they all have meanings behind the miracles.
这些四福音书记载这些神迹，不是只是记载是这个历史而已。
The four Gospels recorded.The Jesus said, like the mission on the earth is not just record the miracles.
这些的神迹背后都有它的含义。
Behind all the miracles, there was a deeper meaning.
耶稣自己说的。
Jesus said himself.
在这里，让我们看到有一个人知道自己的眼睛是瞎的。
And here we see one person knows his eyes, he was blind.
他是贫穷的。
And he was poor.
他需要能够看见。
He wanted to see.
你把他跟门徒放在一起，你把他跟那个有钱人放在一起的话，门徒不晓得自己是眼瞎的。
If you put this blind Bartimaeus with the disciples and the rich young man, the disciples do not know they are blind.
他们认为他们跟随耶稣牺牲很大。
They think they're following Jesus and they sacrifice a lot.
但是他们却不晓得耶稣乃是为人众人而死的。
But they did not understand that Jesus came to die for all the people, for all the sins.
他们不晓得耶稣要为众人而死，不是因为他们没有听到耶稣讲。
They don't understand. They don't know Jesus came to die for the people. It's not because they didn't hear that.
耶稣讲了好几遍。
Jesus mentioned that multiple times.
他们听却是听见却不明白。
They heard it, but they do not understand.
因为他们眼睛是瞎的。
Because their eyes were blind.
所以从第八章一直到第十章在这里，耶稣带着门徒走，走到最后的时候，来到这个巴底买的这个瞎子面前啊，让我们看见的是一个愿意求神开他眼睛啊，让他能够跟随耶稣的这个例子。
From chapter 8 to 10, Jesus was with the disciples and they were on the journey. At the end, we met the blind person. And then this person asked God the true desire to have sight.
他知道他里头是贫穷的。
He knows that he is poor inside.
他知道他里面是看不见的。
He knows he's blind inside.
他只知道一件事情，就是耶稣基督是他需要祈求的。
He knows one thing, and that Jesus is what he needs.
当他眼睛看见的时候，他就愿意来跟随耶稣。
When he was healed, he was willing to follow Jesus.
巴底买是门徒的榜样。
Bartimaeus is example for the disciples.
这有钱的人不愿意来跟随耶稣。
The rich young man did not want to follow Jesus.
因为他产业很多。
Because he had good possessions.
这个瞎子的讨饭的瞎子愿意跟随耶稣。
The begging blind Bartimaeus was willing to follow Jesus.
因为他什么都没有。
Because he has nothing.
有些人就觉得不服他什么都没有，所以很容易跟随耶稣。
Some people may not be convinced saying, okay, because he doesn't have anything, so it doesn't.Cost him anything to follow Jesus.
但是如果我们每个人都晓得有一天我这一切都要过去，我们所拥有的也是什么都没有的时候，我们也会愿意。
But if we all realize one day this world will pass, at the moment we'll lose everything, we have nothing, then at the moment we'll realize that we will be willing to follow Jesus.
我们不愿意跟随耶稣是因为我们以为自己看得见，其实我们是眼瞎的，我们不愿意求神开我们的心眼。
Follow Jesus, we think we ourselves have sight, we can see, but in fact we are blind inside, we don't see.
我们看见什么呢?
What do we see?
我们看见门徒所求的，耶稣并没有给他们。
We see that what the disciples were asking were not granted by Jesus.
而这个瞎子所求的，耶稣却给他们。
But the blind disciples.As pray for the sight and Jesus granted.
门徒要求这个权利，门徒要求这个他们能够得到这个高的地位。
The disciples asked for power, asked for a higher social standing.
但是这个瞎子所求的就是他能看见。
But the blind man asked for sight.
所以有一个祷告你可以祷告的。
So there's a prayer that you can pray.
在团契查经里面也有人提到的。
It's mentioned in some of the Bible study fellowships.
你就来到神面前说，神啊，开我的眼睛，让我们能够看清楚。
You can pray to God, God, please open our eyes so we can see.
愿不愿意这样子祷告？
Are you willing to pray such?
不是每个人都愿意啊。
Not everyone is willing.
因为你知道，眼睛一打开，看得清楚，下一步要做什么。
Because when you open your eyes, you can see clearly, then you know what the next step would be.
所以不是看不见，是看见了，却不愿意。
It's not because we can't see, it's because we see, but we are not willing.
在第八章在这里不是在第十章这里呢，我们看见三个人物。
In chapter 10, we see three characters.
但只有一个是真正能够看清楚跟随神的。
There's only one who can see clearly and willing to follow Jesus.
以赛亚书42章16节怎么说？
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 16 says,
我要引瞎子行不认识的道，领他们走不知道的路，在他们面前使黑暗变为光明，使弯曲变为平直，这些事我都要行，并不离弃他们。
And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them.
我们担心的就是个不认识的路，不知道的道。
We are worried about the road unknown and then the what's in front of us.
我们不认识这个道，不知道这个路，是因为我们整个思维方式跟价值观是按着世界走的。
We are blind in a way and do not know what's with the path in front of us because we are following the value system of this world.
但是我们愿意的话，
But if we are willing,
神能够引我们走着不认识的道。
The Lord will guide us in this path unknown.
走这个我们不知道的路。
We'll go on the path that we are not aware, we are not known.
让这条路在我们看似黑暗的却是光明的。
Such road may look dark, but it will lead us to light.
让这条路对我们来说是弯曲艰难的却是平直的。
That this road that seems rough and it will be, lead us to level ground.
这些事神都要行，并且不离弃我们。
These are the things that God will do, and He will never forsake us.
昨天艾佳也提到这段经文。
In the Bible study last night, we also mentioned that we studied this passage, Revelation.
启示录第三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。却不晓得你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you were wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
我们是瞎眼的，因为我们看不到自己真实的光景。
We are blind because we don't see the true reality of ourselves.
神向教会说，我劝你，向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又穿上白衣，叫你赤身羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
God said to the church, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and which one white garments so that you may clothe yourselfAnd the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and the salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
所以当我们再过两个星期要讲说祷告是不是求什么就得给什么的时候，要不要跟神求一样事情啊？
So in 2 weeks, when we come to the scripture about the praying, whatever we pray for we'll get, we need to pray for one thing.
你要保留自己的拥有的原来的这个价值观跟神求的话，求不到什么。
If you want to keep your own value system, and when you ask, you will not be granted.
你要凭着你这个有信耶稣服侍神的这个牺牲，但是仍然抓住自己的价值观跟神求的话，也求不到什么。
If you hold on tight to your service, your sacrifices, but to hold on tight.To your own value system, when you pray, you will not be granted.
但是你若承认自己需要神开你的心眼，你跟神祷告说，神啊，让我能够看，让我们能够看见，让我的心眼能够看见。跟神求，神必开我们的心眼。
But if you pray to the God that ask God to open your eyes, your heart,And you pray that when God will grant your wish to open the eyes of your heart and your spirit.
看见我们原来是如此的 贫穷可怜。
And we can see our true self are so pitiful and so poor.
原来是如此的困苦赤身。
And we were so blind and poor and naked.
而我们渴望基督成为我们的至宝。
We desire Jesus to be our treasure.
我们求耶稣开我们的心眼，让我们能够看见。
We ask Jesus to open our eyes of our heart.
看到那个宝贝，就愿意变卖一切来找这个宝贝。
And when we see the treasure, that we are willing to sell everything and to follow Him.
耶稣说，他是因为爱这个少年人，而吩咐少年人变卖一切。
Jesus said, because he loved this young, rich person, he told him to sell everything.
你晓得我们的主是因为爱我们而叫我们要舍己天天来跟随他吗？
Do you understand that because Jesus loved us, that he asked us to put down ourselves to follow him?
你晓得十字架的爱不是只是让我们上天堂的爱，更是让我们每一天能够脱离罪恶的爱吗？
Do you understand that the love of the cross is not the cross to heaven only, it also helps us to get rid of sin in this life?
你晓得我们救恩神给我们的爱不是只是让我们能够平安的过日子，而是让我们能够为将来永恒的盼望而活吗？
Do you understand the salvation, the love that God gave us is not just to live this life smoothly, but we'll have eternal life.
每一次我们说我们软弱的时候，我们有没有一颗心说，既然是软弱的，求耶稣开我的心眼，让我不再是瞎眼。
Each time we say we're weak, do we realize that we need to acknowledge to God that we are weak, we need to ask God to open the eyes of our heart?
还是我们像这个少年光一样，他来是要知道自己还缺，但是他又不愿意把他的心给神。
Or like the young rich person that he knew he was lacking, but he was not willing to give the heart to Jesus.
或者像门徒一样，是跟随的，但是总是跟随的越跟随越害怕。耶稣的话越听越不懂。
Or would they be like the disciples? Yeah, they were following, but the more they followed, the more afraid they became, and they were not able to see.
还是我们愿意像这个巴底买的瞎子。
Or we want to be like the blind Bartimaeus.
愿意放下一切，愿意看见耶稣所要为他所成就的，愿意跟随主。
Willing to put down everything, we'll be willing to see and willing to follow Jesus to see what Jesus has accomplished for him.
这有钱有道德的人，我们从来就不知道他的名字。
That rich, ethical, young person, we never knew his name.
这个讨饭的瞎子，没有人看得起的，人人叫他不要作声的，我们知道，因为圣经记载了他叫巴底买，他有一个名字。
But the poor beggar, the blind person that everyone was looking down upon him, the Bible gave his name Bartimaeus.
到底谁是真正富有的？谁是真正主所看重的？主所珍贵的？
Who is true in riches, and who is the most important in God's eyes?
愿神开我们的心眼。
May God open our eyes.Eyes of our heart.
今天祷告的时候，神问我们说：“你要我为你做什么的时候，我们要求什么呢？”
So today, when we pray, when God asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" What shall we ask?
就我们都求说：“主啊，我们要能看见。”
We also ask that, Lord, we want to see.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们向你来仰望。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
有一件事你必定为我们做。
There's one thing you will do for us.
当我们向你祈求说我们愿意看见的时候，主你必让我们 能够看见。
When we pray to you, say we want to see, Lord, you will grant our wishes to enable us, let us see.
愿我们不像那个少年人一样忧忧愁愁而离开。
Lord, help us, may we not be like that young rich person and went away sorrowful.
愿我们像这瞎子巴底买一样，眼睛的看见就跟随你到底。
May be like the blind Bartimaeus that he gained his sight and willing to follow you.
也许我们的行为还不如这少年光。
Maybe our behaviors were not even comparable to that rich young person.
也许我们的经验还不如这些门徒。
Even our experience may not be comparable to those disciples.
但今天我们若愿意求，我们的心眼能够看见主必带领我们走一生的道路。
But today we're willing to pray that ask God to open the eyes of our heart and we to follow God, God will grant our wish.
神如此做乃是因为他爱我。
Jesus does so because he loves us.
愿我们的心被打开，晓得基督我们神的爱。
May our hearts be opened by him and knew the love of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.